We learned today that the United States Environmental Protection Agency has decided to reopen a public comment period on the question of whether methyl iodide should be registered for use in the United States. Methyl iodide is an extremely toxic pesticide that is used to fumigate soil prior to planting certain crops like strawberries, and it's been a subject of substantial controversy over the last year based on some scientific studies that were done in California.
Now, what bearing does the EPA have on the California decision?
Well, before a pesticide can be used anywhere in the United States, it has to be registered by the Environmental Protection Agency at the federal level. So if the U.S. EPA were to reconsider and decide that this chemical should not be registered or should be registered with some more stringent mitigation measures, then California might be required to reconsider its registration as well. In California, we have a sort of dual system whereby after a chemical is registered by the feds, it is also registered by the California Department of Pesticide Regulation. And Earth Justice is currently in court representing a number of organizations and farm workers in challenging California's subsequent decision to register methyl iodide.
And so if the EPA were to revoke its approval of methyl iodide, that would supersede California's
approval, right?
Yes. Okay. So I was wondering if you could sort of put methyl iodide in perspective, you know, compared to other pesticides.
Well, there are a couple things to understand about methyl iodide. The first is that this is an entirely new pesticide. So several of the cases that Earth Justice has been involved in have been cases that have been challenging the re-registration of pesticides that have been in use for many years. Methyl iodide is an entirely new chemical and one that poses substantial risks to farm workers in particular, but also communities that may live near the fields where this chemical is being applied. And unlike many pesticides, methyl iodide is a gas, essentially. It's applied into the soil and is covered. The soil is then covered with a tarp. And what this means from a practical matter is that methyl iodide all fumigants like methyl iodide are very difficult to control and are prone to accidental release. And since they're airborne, they can be inhaled. And what we know now is that inhaling even small quantities of this chemical can cause cancer and other serious health issues. So it really is a very toxic chemical and one that is a new chemical coming online, and we feel like there's really no need to bring a new pesticide of this toxicity into the market.
Do you have any idea how long a public comment period lasts?
Yes, the public comment period will last for 30 days after the notice is officially published in the Federal Register, and that should happen within a week or so.
And then afterwards, I mean, you can't issue a public comment period if you aren't going to do some sort of evaluation. Has EPA said anything about what they will do with the comments?
They have not been entirely clear, but presumably they will make some sort of decision following the close of the public comment period. And our hope is that the decision will be to either decide not to register these chemicals or to at least apply some significantly more protective mitigation measures.